Today, both the Derry Journal and Donegal People's Press newspapers lead with the headline, "Where is the money going?" Questioning what proportion of the money raised during the Relay for Life in Letterkenny in May is staying in Donegal. Among those questioning the destination of the funds is Donegal Action for Cancer Care, whose spokesperson Betty Holmes said she'd attempted to arrange a meeting with Irish Cancer Society CEO Sean McCormick to discuss how the money would be spent. Speaking on today's Sean Doherty show, she said there has been a general expectation that the money would stay in the county.
Cancer services, like all the health services, are being impacted on by the government and I suppose the HSE. And the reality is cancer patients in Donegal need the money that's raised in Donegal to go to help and support them. We in Donegal need to stand up and make sure that that incredible amount of money raised by so many people stays primarily in Donegal. Anybody that we know that was involved in organising events in any shape, form or fashion for Relay for Life from the beginning right up until last Friday were telling us, no, the money's all staying in Donegal.
This is disputed by Relay for Life chairperson Robert O'Connor, who says it was clearly marketed and presented as an Irish Cancer Society fundraiser and the local committee has no say in how the money raised is spent. He said they have been approached by at least one local group seeking Relay for Life money for a project in Donegal, but he said legally that could not be facilitated.
A local cancer group come on to us and quite clearly asked us to give them money for something in Donegal, which we had to decline. We raised money for the Irish Cancer Society. We couldn't give it to any other legal entity. And maybe that's where some of this is coming from. We told them to submit their request to the Irish Cancer Society, and that's how these things could be progressed. Never at any stage did we ever tell anyone that, you know, the majority of this money would be spent in Donegal, but we couldn't.
Mairead Lyons is head of services with the Irish Cancer Society and says over €200,000 will be spent in Donegal in the wake of Relay, including the provision and staffing of the planned Daffodil Centre at Letterkenny General Hospital. She says two-thirds of the money will go on services and the rest on research.
Those services are night nursing services, and that costs us around £30,000 for Donegal. Our helpline calls that we address for Donegal cost, you know, about £11,500. We are investing in a Daffodil Centre in Letterkenny. We don't have the exact final costings on it until it's completed, but our provisional costings are around £125,000-£130,000. We will then have to staff it and maintain that staff, which at the moment the running of the actual centre for 2013 were probably in the order of £80,000.
Red Lions says the Daffodil Centre at Letterkenny General was on the cards before Relay, but the event has copper-fastened the funding and means the centre can now definitely go ahead.
Now we have money that guarantees us we'd be able to do it. We don't get core funding from the state, so when we start out our plans for the beginning of the year, we also set a target on what we want to achieve versus what we can raise in income, and we just hope that we get that money by the end of the year. So, you know, this is fantastic for us.